Okay, so we're going to try to wrap up the Kinyanei HaTorah over here today. The Mishnah continues in things that were, that the Torah, the Kinyanei HaTorah, and the Mishnah says, what do we get up to? We said, Emunas Chacham Kabbalah Sayyisurin. Yeah, we said last time, Kabbalah Sayyisurin. HaMakiris Makoymai. We said that it literally Makiris Makoymai means you know your place. Sameach Bechelko, we spoke from the Orchus Chaim LaHarosh, that you have to look at the people ahead of you in your gash, in your ruchnias, and the people behind you in your gashmias. Hoisis Siag LaDvarov, one that, when he says something, make sure that it's complete. Ve'inei Machzek Tova La'atzmai. Ve'inei Machzek Tova La'atzmai means that a person, when they learn, they don't pride themselves that, oh, look how much I did. You understand that this is your mission. This is what you're supposed to do, and then you do it appropriately. Ahuv, he is beloved. Now remember, at the way beginning of the Perek, right, one of the things that the Mishnah said is called Lomit Torah Lishman Nikra Reya Ahuv. Remember, we learned Reyim Ahuvim, right? Reyim Ahuvim means that they are, that it's not just that he loves the Torah, because it's one thing that you love it, but you want to be beloved by the Torah. So therefore, one of the things that you need to be is an Ahuv, someone that's beloved by the Torah. Not just that you love the Torah, but the Torah loves you as well. So it says Ahuv. And then it says here, Ohev Sabrius, you love the people. Why is that important? The reason it's important to be Ohev Sabrius is because this way, when you're learning, you're not being selfish. I remember one time, Rabbi Yisrael Newman, who's a Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood Yeshiva. Now, there's different Rosh Hashivas in Lakewood. Some of the yeshivas go around, and they go around the whole country. We've had an R-based medrash. All three Rosh Yeshivas of Lakewood were in R-based medrash, from Yochum Olshin, from David Shustel, and from Malkiel Kalman. But there's one Rosh Yeshiva, he doesn't leave the base medrash. He comes in at 6 in the morning, he leaves 12 at night. He doesn't leave the base medrash, doesn't go anywhere. His name is Rabbi Saul Newman, okay? And he doesn't leave the yeshiva for anything. Big, you know. So I remember he of all people gave this shmooze one time. He said, people could look at someone who's learning as he's selfish. All he cares about is himself. So he said, it depends why. It depends what's the person's attitude when they're learning. If the person's learning taka for themselves, so they're learning from themselves, so they're selfish. But what if a person's learning and they think to themselves, that everything that I'm learning is, I'm the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. I'm helping every the Torah needs to be studied. Klal Yisrael needs people to learn. And I'm here and I'm working on behalf of the Klal. I'm here as representative of Klal Yisrael to learn the Torah of the entire Tzibur. So he says, then every minute person is learning, they're also a Baal Chesed. They're not just selfish, the opposite. So it depends what your attitude is. And he said, you know something? It may make a difference. Maybe if a person's only selfish, they're going to learn, let's say, in a private room by themselves. But no, they're going to go to the base medrash to learn with other people. But the point is that when a person can have two different attitudes in their learning. They could be learning to help others. And Rav Aaron Cutler has a great mashal for this. Rav Aaron Cutler says, let's say you have a plot of land that belongs to Shutman, belongs to two brothers, and they both yarshined it together. They both inherited the plot of land together. So he says, one brother goes ahead and he works and plants his part of the property. So all he cares about himself. But if he works and plows the entire property, then he's helping himself and his brother. So he says, every time when a person learns, he says, the Torah is the Yerusha of all of Klal Yisrael. So if when a person learns, he says, okay, I'm worried about my own Yerusha. So he's being selfish. But if he's learning and he says, I'm improving the Yerusha of everybody, everybody's Torah now is better. People are learning more. People are studying more. And this is the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. And everybody in the Klal is gaining from my learning, from our learning. Then you become, in your learning itself, you're Baal Chesed as well, besides that you learn. So he says, that's what it means here. Ohev Sabrius. If a person has in mind other people, then they'll be able to learn better, and then their learning is chesed as well. Okay. Further, I'll tell you a great Gemara that Rabbi Aaron Cutler says in that Shmuz. Did I ever tell you about the Gemara that says that Ahu Amaretz, there was an Amaretz, Dekari Rabbi Yossi Kalba, that Rabbi Yossi called him a Kelev. I've said it over. So there was an Amaretz that passed the street, and Rabbi Yossi called him a Kelev, a dog. So Rabbi Yossi says, if I'm a dog, you're a thief. What did I steal from you? He says, you stole my Yerusha. You stole my entire inheritance. So he says, I don't know what you're talking about. So the Amaretz that Rabbi Yossi called a Kelev said, he called him a dog. So he said, yeah, you stole my inheritance. Because it says, Moirasha Kihilas Yaakov, that the Torah is the inheritance of Klal Yisrael, and you stole it from me. Because I don't have it, and you have it. So you stole my inheritance. So the question is, what does that have to do that he called him a dog? So Rabbi Aaron Cutler says with this idea, Rabbi Aaron Cutler says, because if Rabbi Yossi would be machshiv, he would hold the other person who never learned, but he would hold him in great esteem. He says, wow, you're a chashav yid. You're such a great person. You don't know how to learn, but that's okay. I'm learning and you're doing other things. So together we have Torah. So I'm learning for you. So that's fine. But now that Rabbi Yossi says, now that the Amar says, you called me Kelev, so you don't care about me. If you don't care about me when you're learning, you also don't care about me. So you're learning for yourself. So you're stealing my Yerusha. You're only learning, you're only taking it for yourself. You're not taking it for me. So so when a person is learning, if he cares about everybody, oh, if it's a Brias, then he's learning for everybody. If he only cares about himself, then he's a Ganif. He's taking away the Torah of the Amaret because he's not learning for him on his behalf. That's our Aaron Cutler in the Mishnah Sarvara. That's how Aaron Cutler explains that Gemara. So it's a beautiful machshav. Okay. Oives abriyot. Oives hatzedakos. He's a just person. Oives hameisharim, which is similar. It means he loves din, justice. And that's part of being straight. A person has to be yashar. Oives hatochachos. This is a big one. He has to enjoy musar. Now, most people don't enjoy being told that they did something wrong. So why is it important to enjoy being told that you did something wrong in order to learn Torah? So first of all, the answer is because if you think you're perfect, then the Torah has nothing to offer you. If you don't think that you can be corrected and you don't think that you can be improved, then what are you learning for? Then you're finished. You know, Esav, what's the difference between Esav and Yaakov? It says that Yaakov is the heel. He's from the bottom. He's at the bottom. He was born at the bottom and he has his whole life. Esav is Milashon Asui. He already came with hair. He's already mature. I'm done. No one can tell me what to do. I'm complete. Asui. I'm done. I'm complete. Don't tell me what to do or not to do. I'm not interested in improving. So you're not interested in improving. Torah doesn't have space for you. Well, where is Torah going to teach you what to do? So the person has to be Oevis Atochachos. He has to enjoy Musa, enjoy being told where he can improve. And also a person has to understand that that's human nature. Human nature is that one makes mistakes. If a person is not willing to understand that, then again, they're not going to fully appreciate what Torah has to offer them. Umisrachik min ha-kavod, a person has to run away from kavod, which we said last time. A person should be running, like the Chafetz Chaim said, bareach min ha-kavod, run away from kavod, but not be looking over your shoulder to find out when it's following you. Right? So, bereach min hakavod, v'lo megis liboy b'tamudo, not to become a balgaiva in your learning. Oh, look what I know, you know, chashav guy, I know this, I know that. Then you're not learning for lishma, then you're not learning for the sake of the learning. Okay, and this is actually a Gemara, Chaim Volozhiner brings, a Gemara in Psachim, that the Gemara talks about Hillel Azakim. Hillel, if we have to describe Hillel's primary midah, anava. Right? The primary midah of Hillel was his anava. But there was one story in the Gemara in Psachim that he came to a place and he told them what they did wrong and then he couldn't remember the halacha. And the Gemara says, because for 1 minute you become Baal Gaiva, you forget the halacha for that minute. Even Hillel Azakin, that was the biggest, anava in the world. And in the bottom here, he brings a story in the Yerushalmi that there was a story that a certain city was looking for a Rav. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he suggested someone by the name of Levi Bar Sisi. So everyone's excited. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi himself suggested this person, Levi Barsisi, he must be a big gadol. He goes there and they make this huge procession and they put him on a bima and they put him like a stand and everyone's, wow, the Rav. And they start asking him questions. One question, another question. I couldn't remember a thing. So they go back to Rabbi and he says, you give us this Rav, he doesn't know anything. So Rabbi says, okay, bring him. Okay, he brings him. So they say, Rabbi says, okay, what did you ask him in that procession? We asked him this question. Levi, do you know the answer? Sure, this is the answer. Bam, bam. He knew all the answers. So he says, what's Pshat? He says, because, he said, Pshat is that when they brought me there on top of this whole procession and the huge throne, I got a little gaiva. I was feeling good about myself, so I forgot all my learning. So I couldn't answer any of the questions. But now that I'm just in your office, yeah, of course I know all the answers. So that's the Maisim Yerushalmi. That's the same idea that Lomegis Liboy B'Talmudoy, that a person shouldn't become a Balgaiva in their learning because that could be a contradiction to their learning. Ve'ino Sameach B'Hoira, he's not running to answer Shailas. He's happy with, you know, obviously whatever needs to be answered, he's answering, but otherwise he's not proud of that. No say ba'oilim chavera. This is very important. No say ba'oilim chavera. The mita of no say ba'oilim chavera means that when a person sees their friend go through a certain struggle, they feel bad for them. Now, you know, something happened. Whoa, what can I do for you? No say ba'ol. He carries the burden of his friend. Now, the question is, why is that fundamental? It's a very important character trait. Why does that have anything to do with learning? Why is that important for your learning? So the answer is like we said before, because a person that's not nosei ba'olam chavero is selfish. And a person that's self-centered and selfish cannot really learn. Because if they're too self-centered and selfish, then they're just going to be thinking about themselves the whole time. And nosei ba'olam chavero is a proof that you're not self-centered. You're thinking about the other person. You're thinking about the other person. Then Hashem will grant you Torah because, again, he's granting it to you on behalf of the people. So you see that Torah and Chesed go hand in hand. Torah and your attitude with other people, you know, that you're here for the klal, you're here for the group, that all goes hand in hand. That's very important. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner adds in a point. He says that part of Nosei Ba'olim Chaveroi is what it says next in the Mishnah. It says, Nosei ba'olim chaveroi. And then it says, u'ma'amido machriyoi lekav schos u'ma'amidoi ala emes. And if your friend makes a mistake, you'll tell him that you'll tell him what he did wrong and you'll tell him the real pshat. But if you don't care about him, then the only reason you're telling him the real pshat is because you want to show him that you're right. So then it's gaiva again. So how am I going to prove to you that I care about you? If I care about you, then it makes sense that if you're making a mistake, then I'll correct you, no problem, because I want to make sure you know the real pshat. But if I don't care about you, then when I'm trying to tell you the real pshat, it's not because I care that you should know the real pshat. It's because I just want to be a Vagaiva that you have to show you that I know the pshat. So therefore, the Nosei Ba'olam Chavero proves that when you're learning, you're caring about the other person. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says. It's a proof. I remember one time, my Rebbe, someone came to my Rebbe. We were sitting there in Yeshiva in Pesach, and the guy comes and says, I've told you this, right? The guy comes and says to the Rebbe, he says, I don't know what to do anymore. This boy, my roommate, he sleeps till like 9:30, and he wakes up just in time he misses Shacharis and everything, and he's late, and he wakes up late, and then when he wakes up in the morning, he gets up, he davens, and he comes down to the Seder. What should I do? So the Rebbe says, the Shiva said, oh no, do you bring him breakfast? Bring him breakfast? I should bring this guy breakfast? You're crazy? He says, yeah, well, by the time he finished davening in his room, the dining room's closed. There's no more breakfast. So what does he eat? Oh no. I should bring him breakfast. He says, if you never once brought him breakfast, you obviously don't care that much about him. So don't worry that he's missing chakras either. That's not your problem. If you really cared about him, you would have already thought about how to make sure he has breakfast also. So you have to be consistent. If you care about the person, you bring them breakfast, and then you tell them, listen, I think you should get up for davening. It's appropriate. But if you're not thinking about their breakfast, then you're not really thinking about their davening. You just want to show them that you're better than them. So he says, that's not emes. Shalom, you're looking for shalom. You're calm and you're learning, you're not rushing. You ask the right questions and give the right answers. Shomeya umosif, and when you hear something, you have what to add to it. Halomin amanas lamed, everything you learn is with the intention to teach it to others. Halomin amanas lasas, and everything you learn is with the intention to keep it, to follow the laws. Hamachkim is rabbi, you have enough questions and answers that you even make your Rebbe smarter. Hamachavin es shmu also, and that your whatever you say over is precisely the way you heard it. And if you say something in the name of the person who told it to you, what does that show? Again, that shows that you're willing to give up the kavod. It's not about the honor. You're willing to give the honor to whoever it belongs to. And we know that when you say something in the name of the person who said it, you bring the geula to the world. Because in the story of Esther, because Esther said in the name of Mordechai that Bigthan and Seresh were planning on poisoning the king, that's how the geula ultimately happened. So this is the concept that the Mishnah says. Okay, so, and then this is the 48 Kinyoni HaTorah, according to some of the Mepharshim. And, a lot of the Mepharshim say that Tzvira Sa'imer is supposed to be 48 days. Each day you're supposed to work on one of these midos. And the 49th day, review them all. So, we didn't get a chance. We were a little late this year, but Mitzvah Hashem will have it in our back pocket for next year. So, tomorrow we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem with the next Mishnah, okay?
Thank you.